Chapter 4. Jump. A. Do the impossible. Have you ever done something you thought impossible? How did it make you feel? Sadly, people around you often put you down. They tell you what is possible and not possible based on the image they have of you. The problem is, you might fall into the trap of doing the same thing to yourself. Believing your past equals your future, you might fail to realize how radically different your future could be if you decided to attempt the apparently impossible. However, in most cases, impossible is an opinion, not a fact. Regardless of what you think you're capable of doing, you can always do more. You often ignore your talents and abilities. You can do things that nobody around you believes you can do, not even yourself. Yes, it's true. You have enormous potential. But because your time is limited, you'll never be able to realize your potential to the fullest. However, what you can do is keep expanding and testing the limits of what is possible for you on this playground we call Earth. Doing the impossible can dramatically shift your model of reality and shatter your beliefs. Being exposed to the truth of your potential opens a whole new world of possibilities. And once you've done something extraordinary one time, you can always repeat it. If you've ever experienced doing something outside your comfort zone, you probably felt a great surge of energy and confidence as a result. The pleasure and pride you experience from challenging yourself and succeeding is an invitation to grow and expand. You arrived on Earth to experience more of life and discover what you're capable of, not to play it small. Consequently, as the late Wayne Dyer beautifully said, "Don't die with the music still in you." In other words, don't let fear and self-doubt prevent you from giving your unique gift to the world. What about you? What part of your reality do you want to shatter? What truth about yourself and your potential do you want to discover? If there was one thing you could change or create in your life, what would that be? Do the impossible, and you'll realize that the limits you've imposed on yourself are mostly artificial. Remember, if other people can do it, most likely, you can do it too. What does doing the impossible mean? Doing the impossible means doing anything you didn't think you could do, and by doing so, expanding your field of possibilities. The main characteristic of such a deed is that it feels uncomfortable, at least to begin with. Some examples could be approaching the man or woman of your dreams, delivering a speech to a large audience, doing a skydive or a bungee jump, or anything else that scares you, learning skills you consider impossible, or cold calling people. Of course, whether or not something is impossible is highly subjective. The key is to choose something you think you could never do and to give it a try. Additional tips. Below are some tips to help you move beyond your comfort zone. Join a group of people who do what scares you. For example, if public speaking scares you, you could join Toastmasters, a public speaking group. Just do it once. If you can do something once, you can do it again and again. The important thing for now is to do it just once. Have skin in the game. Use your hard-earned money to invest in a course, find an accountability partner, etc. The more you have invested in the game, the more you have to lose. See also the section Seek External Accountability. Exercise. Do the impossible. Write down everything you think you could never do. Now, select one thing on this list and commit to doing it this week or this month. B. Meet new people. Have you ever felt as though you can't find your tribe? If so, instead of looking for the right people to connect with, why not attract them? Why not create an event they would want to join? Often, we tend to forget how much power we have to create the reality we desire. We can allow our external environment to determine what our lives are going to be, instead of deciding what we want. We often let what happens to us dictate our lives. However, in truth, what happens to us is not that important. What matters is what we do about it. We don't have to change what's outside, we only have to change what's inside. And as we change, everything changes for us. You aren't a powerless creature. You can proactively create the environment you want to live in. You can create the circumstances that allow you to meet the people you want to meet and achieve the goals you want to achieve. So, why not work on creating your own ecosystem? Why not create your own tribe? This is more effective than simply hoping you'll meet the right people. Fortunately, these days it has never been easier to create your own group. For example, one of my friends created a personal development group in London, which allows him to meet cool people while pursuing his dreams. He's in the field of personal development. A few weeks ago, I joined an English conversation meetup. I was looking for something to do, and this was one of the only activities I could find in my city. I learned that it was a brand new event created by a French woman who had returned to France after living in Scotland for 7 years. Like me, she couldn't find any similar activity in her area, so she created the event. What about you? What new activities could you join or create to help you move toward your goals and dreams? Who do you want to be surrounded by, and what events could you create to attract them into your life? Do you want to be around vegans, young entrepreneurs, avid readers, growth-oriented people? Remember, it's hard to feel motivated when you're not surrounded by people who have similar values and a similar vision to you. And I'm afraid it's your responsibility to attract these people into your life. If you haven't done this before now, it's probably for one of the following reasons. Your vision is shaky. You have no clear direction. Your values are unclear. You have no specific set of rules to live by. As a result, you follow the crowd and are easily influenced by people around you. Perhaps you allowed your parents to choose your career for you. Perhaps you're mimicking your friends' lifestyles. Ask yourself, is your current environment a reflection of who you really are? If not, determine what needs to change. You haven't jumped. You stay in your current environment because it's comfortable. It might be toxic, but it's something you're familiar with, and your brain finds comfort in familiarity. To change your life, build momentum, and move toward the person you want to become, at some point you need to jump. You need to outgrow your current situation and put yourself in a new environment in which you can grow and start expressing your true self. Ask yourself, if you had unlimited courage and no fear, what bold move would you make right now? Exercise. Meet the right people. Using your action guide, answer the following questions. What type of people do I want to meet, and what are their values, visions, character traits, etc.? Where can I find them? What concrete actions will I do to meet like-minded people? C. Break old patterns. The reason you may feel stuck right now is because your daily rituals are not serving you well. In fact, you're probably operating under the same old patterns time after time. And if you keep thinking, feeling, and acting the same way, you'll struggle to climb out of the rut and build momentum. Now, your daily rituals may either be deliberate or unconscious, but you definitely have some in your life. For instance, one of your daily rituals might be to hit the snooze button. Alternatively, it might be to dwell on how bad your day is going to be as soon as you open your eyes. Or it might be to plow through Facebook on your phone, mindlessly. In any event, you're probably doing the same thing over and over again. Einstein said that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Therefore, unless you change your old patterns, you'll find it difficult to motivate yourself. Exercise. Identify disempowering patterns. If you feel stuck or unmotivated right now, you must be thinking, feeling, and/or acting in a different way than you did when you were motivated. Using your action guide, write down how you think, feel, and act now as opposed to before. Doing everything differently. Sometimes you need to break your old patterns to be able to move forward with your life. What if you decided today to do the exact opposite of what you're currently doing? What if you spent your day doing things you haven't done for a while or have never done before? For example, if you haven't ridden your bike for years, perhaps you can do just that. What about calling a friend you haven't talked to for ages? Or perhaps you could exercise or play sports you haven't played for a long time. Think of activities you enjoyed doing in the past but haven't done for a while. Engaging in these activities might help you reconnect with positive memories. Remember, actions build momentum. An object in motion tends to stay in motion. You are the object. As you start the ball rolling, you warm up the engine and can more easily shift your emotional state from a negative to a more positive one. You can never really be stuck. It is only your thinking that makes you feel that way. As you clear your thinking and take action, your emotional state changes, and as a result, your thoughts change as well. Ask yourself, what would I need to do to break free from this feeling of being stuck? Exercise. Do things differently. Using your action guide, write down things you could do right now. These could be the things you haven't done for a while, or new things you want to try out. D. Perform an act of kindness. How often do you perform acts of kindness to strangers without expecting anything in return? If you're like most people, it's not that often. Yet when you do so, you probably feel really good about yourself. And the better you feel, the more likely you are to repeat the action. Thus, focusing on helping others can be a great way to lift your emotional state and increase your motivation. Small acts of kindness can not only make you feel good, but they can also change someone's life. Even a tiny act of kindness, such as a simple smile, can change someone else's life. John Wang, the founder of One Kindness, a movement that inspires people to perform acts of kindness, gave a real-life example of how a single act of kindness can change someone's life. A person intending to take his own life left a note on his desk, which said, "Today, I'm going to go walk to the Golden Gate Bridge. If one person smiles at me along the way, I will not jump." Sadly, nobody smiled at the man that day. As you can see from this example, you never know how a simple act of kindness can impact upon the lives of other people. Also, as you look for ways to help others, you will stop being overly focused on yourself and your own problems. There are millions of people in the world who could benefit from your help, and there are always people in far worse situations than yours. Alleviating other people's suffering, and your own, can bring you a deep sense of fulfillment and give added meaning to your life. Acts of kindness include sending a thank you message, helping a stranger, sending resources to help someone achieve their goal, smiling at someone, giving a genuine compliment, offering words of encouragement, sending a small gift, giving money to a cause you care about, and teaching something for free. So, who could you help today? Do one thing for someone and expect nothing in return and see how it makes you feel. As Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Everybody can be great because anybody can serve." You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subject and verb agree to serve. You only need a heart full of grace, a soul generated by love. Exercise. Perform an act of kindness. Do one act of kindness today and expect nothing in return.